USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is talking with CEOs and other business leaders about supply chain gridlock and holiday shopping. During a White House photo op, Biden saying he's very pleased about the cooperation between business and labor in dealing with supply chain bottlenecks at U.S. ports.
I want to hear from each of you about what you're seeing this holiday season. How well prepared are you to have products you need on your shelves? And how you've innovated and hired to overcome these supply chain challenges.
Biden also calling the new Omicron coronavirus variant a cause for concern but not panic. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is promising the lights will stay on this winter in Texas following a near collapse of the state's electrical system last February. USA Radio News.
Right now we are being joined by Emily Dalton-Smith, who happens to be the head of social impact with Meta, and she is joining us to share with us how we can get involved in Giving Tuesday. Emily, take it away.
As another pandemic year begins to wind down, we want to focus on the goodness we see across our platforms. The power of social connection is changing how people give back to their communities, and I'm really excited to see how people will get involved this Giving Tuesday. I'm also proud Meta is supporting what's important to our community by matching up to $8 million in donations made to nonprofits. Whether you're supporting a Black-owned business through Buy Black Friday, donating to a stranger's fundraiser about a cause you love, or doing something completely different, I really hope people will consider giving. It can make all the difference in the world for someone and can be pretty impactful for the giver, too.
And Emily, where can we go for more information?
You can check out all the details on how Meta is encouraging giving back this holiday season by visiting fb.me/givingseason2021.
A high-profile trial is kicking off in New York City.
On July 2nd, 2020, Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's ex-girlfriend and longtime associate, was arrested on multiple criminal charges related to his trafficking and sexual abuse of young women and girls. She was denied bail and remained behind bars in Brooklyn, New York, with her jury trial set to begin today in New York City.
Oh my gosh, I was 14 years old. Like, what the hell, you know, when you're that young?
Epstein accuser Jennifer Arose on NBC News. Epstein pleaded guilty to a felony charge of solicitation of prostitution involving a minor back in 2018. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Twitter founder Jack Dorsey is stepping down as CEO of the social media giant. The move confirmed by Twitter, and it's effective immediately. Dorsey saying he will stay on the board of directors for now, Twitter moving the chief technology officer into that role as CEO. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A caravan with hundreds of Central American, Venezuelan, and Haitian migrants is moving north through Mexico towards the U.S. southern border. With the new COVID variant discovered in Africa, many Americans are worried about the virus coming into the United States. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson joins Fox and Friends and says there's a reason to be concerned.
25% of these people are showing up COVID positive. 25%, we know that. That's been documented. Yet we're doing nothing to try to stop COVID from crossing our border with the large number of immigrants that are coming across.
The Texas Department of Public Safety saying most of the migrants don't get tested when entering the United States. AAA says that insurance data shows that the period between Thanksgiving and Christmas has the highest number of auto insurance claims, meaning the highest number of crashes. AAA also warning people when they're out shopping that thieves are also out in abundance as well. Doug Shoup from AAA has some advice on how you can keep you and your new purchases safe.
Lock their car doors and close their windows. Don't leave the vehicle running anytime you're not in it. Never leave belongings or purchases in plain view from outside of the vehicle. Park in populated, well-lit areas and never hide a spare ignition key on the vehicle.
That audio courtesy of KABC in Los Angeles. More news on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.